by sex. Eyes that mock are sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you'll get all your sex questions answered. You will enjoy the show, I promise, and it will improve your sex life. Just happens by going to the website. So thanks, everyone, for listening to the show and for becoming a Friends with Benefits member. $4.95 a month, not a big deal, and you get all these shows and you get all these tips, and we love you for becoming a Friends Benefits member. We love all of our listeners. And thanks for following us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Sex with Emily. And you can follow White Menace at all those places, too.
All those places.
Sorry. The White Menace.
I got to apologize for the last show. I always get – not that I'm upset. I'm not upset at all. But I get a little thrown off when I don't know that there's going to be a guest in studio. So, like, I have, like
– a Monday show.
Yeah. And I have all my things planned out, what I'm going to say. And then it gets thrown off because the person's here.
Oh, so now we can talk about it.
Now we can talk.
Okay, so tell me everything.
Oh, so many fun things. I found a new app that I've been playing with, like, some of the listeners of Sex with Emily and my listeners from my other radio show. It's called Draw Something. You download it, and it's kind of like Pictionary, and you just play other people. It's super fun.
Oh, wow. I don't know this. Who makes it?
I have no idea who
makes it. Okay, I'll download it. I have an iPhone.
Yeah, you have an iPhone.
So cool.
Now, is the rumors true that the people with iPhones get laid more?
That's what they say.
Yeah.
I've been having no problems. How about you?
I haven't had problems either.
Who, you got laid?
Yeah, I get laid.
You get laid. Just don't talk
to me
about it.
I get laid all the time.
It's so sad. Menace,
no, what about you then?
I know.
Don't make that statement, oh, you don't share with me. Then you effing share.
I got laid and I liked it. Thanks.
Oh, sounds amazing.
Thank it was amazing. We talked
details.
About doing the blindfold next time.
The blindfold.
Because I have all these sex toys. So I spent the weekend, like last weekend, organizing my house and my sex toys. I devoted an entire drawer, which I don't have a lot of drawer space. I don't have a lot of space. I have a one-bedroom apartment in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. It's not huge. And I realized I kept trying to shove all my sex toys into my little nightstand, and it just isn't working. It's not accessible.
The nightstand's about to burst.
So I now dedicated a whole drawer to laying out all my toys and my blindfold. So I was showing the guy I'm dating, and he's like, let's use that, the blindfold tie thing. So I'm really psyched. So we're going to do that.
Cool.
Yeah, and we're going to do a little blindfolding, I've got all these lubes now that I'm testing, and it's just crazy. Crazy stuff going on in my house.
You know what else is going on right now
what?
That we're totally missing, and people are just like probably having crazy sex and partying and getting drunk? We're missing South by Southwest.
I know. I've been
Austin.
So upset all weekend that I wasn't there.
All I got to see online is people like posting crazy photos
Why
and parties
didn't
we go? And all this stuff. I don't know.
I'm pissed because I love South by Southwest.
You never work any of those sponsors to send us out to these
I know.
Places.
Okay, if you want to sponsor Sex with Emily and send us to fun things, you can do that. I'm actually going to Vegas at the end of the month for a conference.
Oh, really? Thanks for just telling me right now.
I just booked it on Friday. I'm going for a conference.
Wow, you booked it all the way on Friday. Didn't even tell me.
I'm so sorry. I haven't talked to you that much.
You didn't even ask me, hey, maybe you want to go.
Do you want to go? We actually talked about you going.
I just invited myself.
I got tickets for so cheap, $77 round trip.
When?
The 26th, so Monday through Wednesday.
Monday through Wednesday?
It's for a conference. It's an ILS conference. You won't be able to go.
We'll see.
I'd love it if you would come. I'd love it if you would.
We'll see, because we're supposed to do that show from Vegas.
I know. I just found out I was going because I figured it was a good one to go to. Come.
We're supposed to get drunk and record a show in Vegas.
Should we go for the weekend preceding?
Let's
just talk about it later.
Let's talk about it later.
No one cares about our schedules.
Another announcement, which is pretty cool for all our listeners that have a lot of money. Believe me, we're right there with you, with the people that don't have a lot of money. But our friends here at Stitcher, we record at their studios, and they just announced today that they have integration with the new BMWs.
Oh, wow.
And if you look it up online, it's actually pretty freaking cool, like on the display of the
– That's so cool.
– of the BMW. So like if you have a BMW – if you're going to get the new one, you can just type in Sex with Emily on your display and it'll play it right in your BMW.
That is so cool. Stitcher is an amazing app that you can download for any smartphone and listen to any podcast that you want. Most podcasts are on Stitcher.
Yeah.
And Sex with Emily is easy to find too. But if you have a BMW or a Ford, was it their first deal?
Ford's been doing it for a while.
Yeah. They're rocking it. Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-R. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R. We always mess that one up.
You download it for free, and then all you got to do is search Sex with Emily.
Okay, but we're not really talking about the most important thing today that we need to talk about.
What is it?
Today is like your favorite holiday, and I can't believe you haven't mentioned it yet.
It's already today?
Yeah.
That is in like 2 days.
It's today.
It's today?
Steak and Blowjob Day.
Oh, my God.
It's Steak and Blowjob Day, which is the alternative to Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Some dude made it up a few months ago.
No, he didn't. It's been going on for years.
Okay,
this is what it is. Valentine's Day is for the woman, okay?
Right.
Just bottom line, it's for the woman. Guys don't care about Valentine's Day. Guys don't want gifts on Valentine's Day. They just want to get laid on Valentine's Day.
Right.
That's why they do everything. Now, exactly 1 month after Valentine's Day.
Right, March 14th.
Is Steak and BJ Day.
Exactly. I know.
Now, how does this work, ladies? You may ask. Well,
are you confused?
You cook a steak, which Emily would probably pick up a steak maybe from Whole Foods or something like that.
Right, never made a steak in my life.
Yeah, you prepare a lovely dinner for your significant other. And then after the dinner, then you give him a blowjob.
Right.
And that's all he needs and that's all he wants.
That's all he ever wanted. He had to suffer through Valentine's Day of getting you those flowers and the good reservation to a restaurant. We're going to give some blowjob tips today just in honor of Steak and Blowjob Tip Day.
Does it really...
Blowjob Day.
Really cost that much for Steak and BJ Day?
It says no cards, no flowers, no special nights in the town. Mm-hmm. The name explains it all. Just a steak and a BJ. That's it. Not only will Steak and BJ Day be a joyous day of sensuality for the men, but it'll instigate more effort during February for the women.
Yeah, and it'll show how much you love them.
Oh, my God. Well, we've got some tips for the women on how to give a good blowjob if you want that. Or Menace can maybe help because he thinks women can't give tips about blowjobs.
They can't. They suck at it. Other women can't give other women tips on blowjobs. They can maybe enhance the blowjob a little bit. But only a guy knows how it feels to get a blowjob. That's it. Like
I'm convinced.
Oh, every woman says that. Now, if I wanted to learn how to go down on a woman, I'm going to go to a woman because a woman's going to know exactly how it feels and what to do. I'm not going to go to a guy and be like, hey, dude, how should I go down
on
a woman?
I think that you should – fine. When I'm giving these tips, you can tell me if I'm right or wrong later
on.
And you can also add your own tips, please.
I will.
I would love you to give your Menace's blowjob tips.
All right.
Promise?
I promise.
Don, you heard it here. Okay, we've got a little bit of sex in the news for you. Nothing earth-shattering today. So Katy Perry dating world's highest paid model. Newly divorced Katy Perry is curing her heartache with a big dose of French dudeness. Baptiste Giambongiscardibeux, who has worked for Chanel Armani and Robert Cavalli, was spotted canoodling with the singer on Paris Fashion Week. The 22-year-old from Corsica earns several million dollars a year for his good looks.
Damn, 22?
And like Perry is working on building himself into a pop star. So she's dating a model, a high-paid model.
That wants to be a pop star.
Yeah. It sounds like a recipe for disaster. She should just date a normal guy and she could be the eccentric one.
Yeah, because, I mean, from what I've seen in her writers, which is 41 pages or something like that, she's a little high maintenance.
Yeah. I've heard that. Little high maintenance. She needs a guy who doesn't want to be, who isn't going after her before stardom, and he's making 22 million. Like, I just feel like it's bad. But it's, you got to get her to get over. She's probably trying to still get over Russell Brand. And I'd bang a male model, too. Let's just say that.
Whatever.
I've done it now, a long time ago. Kristen Stewart goes topless on the road. Fresh from the Twilight trilogy, Kristen Stewart is quickly shedding her good girl image as well as her top. In the adaptation for the Kerouac novel On the Road, a trailer for the film recently hit theaters and made sure to highlight her topless scene. Do you want to see her topless? On the Road is a great book. Jack Kerouac, did you ever read that?
No.
Years ago, yeah.
But I... I definitely see this film doing well just because of that, because Twilight is so huge, you know?
I know. So she's going to go
top. No, a lot of people don't like her. They think that her personality sucks and she's
awkward.
She
looks like always miserable. Like whenever you see a picture, she just looks like really taking a picture of me.
I like her, but
I don't even know.
I can tell that she's just awkward in public, and I'm awkward in public too. So
yeah,
whatever.
You're awkward
you're
awkward right now.
Yeah.
So we're not going to
So
worry
I'll
about
see
that.
Her topless. I don't think I would sit through a whole movie. I would
just to see her topless.
Yeah, I would just hit up Mr. Skin after that comes out on DVD and just fast forward to that scene
exactly.
or something.
Exactly. We still got to get Mr. Skin on the show. Okay.
Speaking about topless. Okay. Not to get a little racist on here.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to be
You've already
racist.
Pissed people off with the birthday.
No,
okay, go
I
ahead.
Can talk about white people. I'm white.
Right.
But why? What's up with the white people? In this San Francisco, that must feel that they must be naked at all times.
Oh,
like, I don't see any
it's
other.
Not, it's
I don't
just
see,
mostly white people.
It's all. It's only
Is
white
it hippies?
People.
Huh? Are they all kind of hippies?
No,
or
it's
homeless?
Only like some early 20-somethings completely naked.
On the weekend?
On the weekend, riding bikes in San Francisco. Like,
was there
why?
Like a, I don't, they're always, I don't even notice it
I
anymore.
Don't understand.
People,
white
people are all going to move to San Francisco now, but because you sounds really
okay,
cool.
Is
but
that racist?
When you're not, no, that white people get naked in San Francisco.
Why is it? Why just white people?
I don't know. Why would
What's
you like to talk to other
you?
Coalitions and try to get other people,
yeah.
other ethnicities to get naked as well? Would you feel like
no,
it was more equal opportunity?
I don't want any of them to get naked.
I don't know why.
I don't see why it's necessary. Okay. Yeah. A naked body is a beautiful thing sometimes, I guess. But I don't think you should force that upon other people to see you naked.
I agree.
I don't
know why people do it, but I don't see it as much as you do. You're like on the
I
lookout.
I see it all the time.
I see it at festivals, but I don't
it's
just
ridiculous.
See. I'm not like driving to work and there's a guy in his Vespa naked. Like, not usually. But
white
but
people.
I do agree. I agree with why are you white people all naked? Things white people like. You know that website or whatever,
yeah.
that book?
Stupid.
So stupid. But
I don't understand.
Why don't you stop?
And
the
I know there's nudist
As a journalist, you should
love-
like roll down your window the next time you see someone and be like, yo, why are you naked?
Why are you naked?
Did you
move here
from
some state
morning?
Like Michigan, and now you feel like being wacky in San Francisco?
Oh, I'm so wacky. I'm barely from Michigan anymore. Oh my god, I think you're funny that you think it's like
goddamn white people.
Goddamn white people. That's hilarious.
Hate white people.
Do you watch? Let's go to that site. White people like are things. It's kind of funny. Things white people like. It's like jazz.
No.
Whatever. Okay. Brunch. That's another one.
Brunch.
That is kind of a white people thing.
White people like brunch?
There's like that know. Things white people like website. They're like, white people like brunch. I don't know. We're white. We can say
you
it, right?
love brunch.
I love the brunch. You can get eggs. You can get bacon. No. You can get toast. Like, it's I like it.
I like Brinner.
Brinner?
Yeah.
You don't make Brinner.
Do you know what Brinner is?
Brinner, dinner, brunch and dinner?
No, it's breakfast dinner.
Oh. What do you get? Like eggs and steak?
You
steak
just
and
get
eggs.
Breakfast, but it's at dinner
Dude,
time.
Dude, steak and egg blowjob day. That's what it should be for you.
Brinner blowjob day.
A Brinner blowjob day. We're going to get into some blowjob tips. And I just want to thank our sponsor of the show, Jimmy Jane. They make the most incredible sex toys, sex objects, lubricants, and toys and things. Oh, my. You have to check them out. Use coupon code EMILY25 for $25 off purchases of $100 or more. It's JimmyJane.com. And I tell you, like, if you're trying to buy a special someone a gift or you just want to get your maiden voyage into vibrators, it's a great place to start. So check out JimmyJane.com. You will love it there. Get a massage candle. Did you ever use the massage candle that Ethan gave you?
No, it's still sitting on my kitchen
counter. Oh, my God. And you've had intercourse and you've not used the massage. Their massage candles rock. They're the most amazing gifts. They're the most amazing.
I got to get like a tarp to lay down or something.
No,
like,
it's
I can't
not
just,
messy.
Like,
That's
have
why
it.
It's so amazing. It's a candle that turns into massage oil once you drip it on
yeah,
your partner.
Yeah, oil. It's a
no,
liquid.
No, but it's a liquid. It's a thick oil that doesn't that
thick
feels,
oil that will get all over
it
my
doesn't,
sheets.
It does not drip. I'm telling you, it is a miraculous product. I think
oh,
that their massage
what about
Jimmy
if she,
Jane
like, flips
massage candles
and she
are
has
miraculous.
The oil on her.
You'll rub it in before you flip her. Put plastic tarp down. I don't care. Just use the goddamn candle already.
Maybe I.
I'm kind of pissed that you have
maybe
it.
Maybe I should do it by like a swimming pool.
Just because
or
you know that I'm obsessed with their massage candles, the Jimmy Jane candles, that I feel like you should use one just because you love me.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll. Do it at a hotel room or something.
Yeah, that's
because
perfect.
You know what? The W, I spilled an entire red Gatorade on white sheets at the W hotel and I didn't
happened?
Get charged.
No, they can't charge you for that. I mean, they can't.
Well, I didn't tell them what happened. They just probably looked
they
at it one day.
They thought you murdered someone. It looks like blood. No, but that's really bad. But I've done things like that in hotel rooms. If you like broke the bed or something.
Yeah.
But you didn't. Just spilled red Gatorade. Okay. Steak and blowjob day. Let's give some BJ tips.
All right. Okay. What tips do you have, Miss Emily?
Menace, I would like...
What about cooking steak tips first?
Okay. I have no tips for cooking steak. I've never cooked a steak. I would go to Whole Foods. That's true. And buy one and then have them cook. Do they cook it for you? Okay.
Yes.
So what would you say are your three most important, from the top of your head, the most, or it could even be one, with the most important tip that you have besides no teeth to a woman when she's performing oral sex straight from the horse's mouth?
Number one, be quick about it. Don't try to be all sexy and sensual and, you got to tease them and, you know. Spend your time on it. No, this, you know, guys just want you to put it in your mouth. Like, don't do this stupid sexual thing that you think you saw in
licking
a movie one time.
And sucking it.
Yeah. No.
I think you're wrong.
No.
I think
okay,
some guys
number
like
two.
That. Number two.
Number two. Don't be too soft. Some girls like they barely put their lips on it. Like, if you're not gonna put your lips on it, then don't put your lips on it at
they
all.
They don't put their lips on it, so you barely.
No,
know
it's just
there?
Like you know they.
They need to suck.
Yeah, they need to suck on it. So it's like kind of just like when they don't put their lips on it.
It should be called a suck job, not a blow job.
Yeah, they kind of just like let the wiener float in the middle of their mouth so they don't actually have to touch it kind of thing, you know? Yeah, not necessary.
Okay.
If you're going to do that, I don't want a blow job at all.
These are great deal breaker blow job tips.
You can actually leave the premises. And then,
but cook the steak first, bitch.
Yeah. And then, you know, three, just, you know, spend a lot of time on it just, like, aggressively, you know?
Oh.
But not too aggressively, no, like, you're,
I'm
like,
so
talking
confused.
On it so hard.
Aggressive, not aggressive.
You know, no, like, you know, just actually, yeah, do a suction cup on it up and down, but just don't bite on it or, like
okay.
rip it off or anything like that.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you – those are good tips.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Menace, but I'm going to give you
some,
too.
I am an expert. I have a doctorate in BJs.
And you have a penis.
And I have a penis.
I do not have a penis, but I'm still going to give some tips anyway.
Okay, what do you got?
Lubrication and licking. When licking a man's genitals, coat your lips and tongue with extra saliva. This will make it feel incredibly better. This is especially good if you suffer from pre-blowjob dry mouth. Sucking on a mint before can also help your salivary glands. Don't you think it has to be salivous, wet?
Yeah, I guess.
Salivacious?
I
just made up
a word.
It
doesn't have to be too salivacious.
But don't you want it to be really wet? Don't you prefer it to be wet?
Really wet? No, I don't even really pay attention to that. No.
Okay, whatever. Twisting your head. Twist your head up. Twist your head up, going up and down. This is when you're a woman's
giving
it.
Yeah.
Corkscrew motion with your hand.
That's
going
in
up
pornos.
And down the penis in a corkscrew pattern. Provide a higher level of stimulation, especially when focused on the upper half of the penis. So she can still be using her mouth, but be using the corkscrew with her hand. What do you think about that?
Yeah. That works. I mean, not a lot of girls know how to do that.
It's so easy.
So, yeah.
It's like second nature. I can do that with my eyes closed.
Oh, well. You must have watched a lot of porn. That's exactly how women give blowjobs in pornography. So
they do?
Yeah,
I guess you're right.
Watch a porno.
But it feels good. I'm just saying. That is not something. There's a lot of stuff in porn that we see that does not actually feel good or might not feel as good as it looks. But that is one of them that feels good. The corkscrew.
Yeah.
Okay. Shirley Temple. Lick the penis with the pointed end of your tongue or soften your tongue and give it a long, flat lick. Think of the way you lick a big lollipop.
No.
You think don't lick the penis that way?
Nope.
I think some guys like that, and you're wrong.
Nope.
I mean, not you're wrong. Your penis does not want to be licked like that.
Yeah.
Some penises do.
I guess so, because they just want to get their penis licked. That's why they'll say, oh, yeah, of course, I'll have that. No one likes
okay,
that.
Okay, the vacuum. First, take in as much of the penis into your mouth as you can, whatever feels comfortable. Then make a seal around your shaft with your lips and suck some of the air out of your mouth. Then as you pull your head back up, a vacuum is created.
Yeah, that works.
Vacuum's good.
Yeah.
Vacuum, suction, no teeth.
Yeah,
suction's
guys
good.
Want suction.
They want suction. It's a suck job, not a blow job. Let's rename it today. Fingers in your mouth. When you're blowing him, stick your fingers in his mouth. Some find that erotic and sexy.
Never had that attempted.
Never had a woman stick her fingers in your mouth?
No.
Okay. I've had guys do that. I've done that. They think it's kind of hot because then it makes them think of the blowjob.
Yeah.
Blowhole. The slit in the head of the penis where the ejaculation comes out. Have fun exploring it with the tip of your tongue.
No.
You don't want any women in that hole?
No.
Okay. Tapping and tumming. Hum or tap the shaft of the penis when the head and frenulum are in your mouth. It will enhance the feeling of the blowjob. I think the humming works.
I think that's a teenage thing.
Humming. No, humming on the blow on the penis.
I know, but
is good.
That's big, like teenagers talk about that kind of stuff. I don't know.
How do you feel about balls?
Balls. I'm not a ball guy.
You don't
guy.
Like the ball guys, but sucking on the balls, just gently pop one of them, or if you're feeling bold, both of them into your mouth and suck on them very, very lightly. Some guys are into it, some guys aren't into it. You can ask them.
Yeah.
I found guys were like, stay away from my balls, you know, don't touch them with a 10-foot pole. And some guys were like, why aren't you sucking on my balls right now? So it's very different. Massage the magic spot. The magic spot is a soft, fleshy part underneath a man's ball sack. You can stimulate it with your fingers. If you're feeling a bit bold, use your tongue. It's kind of like the taint, I think, between the taint and the anus. Taint. The anus and the...
the magic spot. I don't know about
okay,
that.
Okay, and then finally, the rotating hands. While you're sucking his penis, wrap either one or both your hands around it. While going over it with your mouth, follow your mouth with your hands. At the same time, while you're going up and down with your hands, keep them rotating in different directions. So while you're going up and down, your hands are going in different directions.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
I think that is a good one.
Okay, good. And what do you think about deep throating?
It's come into
conversation lately.
Deep throating, I think it feels good?
I had friends who were performing oral sex, and they were curious if guys are really into that. And I think some are, some aren't.
Yeah, I mean, if you put it into part of your blowjob in the beginning, that's fine. We're impressed. Guys are impressed.
Oh, you're impressed.
That.
So it's more like a impress me, but it's not actually going to make you have an orgasm.
Thing. Yeah, no, it won't.
It doesn't feel that good. It's just hot.
Yeah, it's just hot.
Interesting to know.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that you could do the suction thing and a deep throat thing combo. You can combine
that.
Yeah,
you could. Yeah, yeah.
That's
you
a could. Good one,
yeah,
right?
It is.
Oh, my God. Menace just got excited.
And this, like... Also,
he didn't get a boner.
This not by be a like this is not a tip or anything, but the surprise blowjob. You know, you just get to surprise a guy with a blowjob.
Procession steak and BJ day.
You know,
every person should do it today.
Jesus Christ, why do we always have to like set it up? You know, like why can't you just attack my wiener and give me
when
a
you walk in the door? I think that's every man's fantasy. Comes in, drops his backpack or briefcase down, whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And just whip down his pants. You don't want anything from him, and you give him a blowjob right there.
Yeah, why?
Not
can't you just
on
do that?
Steak and BJ any day anymore.
Yeah, why can't you
I agree,
just do it?
And I wish men would do the same thing for women.
Yeah, not so much. But
so
women,
much.
If you can do that once in a while,
the surprise
then,
blowjob. That's a great one. And also, number one thing about oral sex is what I've heard all around, especially for men, when what they want from women or whoever their partner who's ever giving them a blowjob is enthusiasm. Enthusiasm goes a long way more than technique. As long as you seem into it and you're into it, you're not just like, you're not rolling your eyes in the back of your head and filing your nails on the side or something. You're really enthusiastic and into the penis. It will bode well.
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
Awesome. Okay. So everyone enjoy Steak and BJ Day. And thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.